So, in right timing, time and chance, if and kara happen to them all, if that is true, then it behooves us to find out about right timing and right place. Now, why do we say if is right timing? Because in the Hebrew, because Ecclesiastes is in Old Testament, it's in Hebrew. What is F in the Greek? What is F in the Greek? It is the word kairos. The word kairos. Say kairos. Now, kairos is right timing. In fact, Thayer, who is a Greek scholar, he defines kairos like this. Kairos is opportune, seasonable time, the right time. When you say opportunity, for example, it comes from the word opportune. That means there is a great door of favor open. All right? Don't miss your opportune moment. Don't miss this opportunity. Right? It's a favorable moment. Now, that in Hebrew is ev. In Greek, it is kairos. So it's the right time. Say the right time. Now, this is Thayer, a Greek scholar. Another Greek scholar from Word Studies said of kairos like this. Time as opportunity. This is kairos. Time as opportunity, the suitable time, the right moment, a favorable moment, a moment of favor. Amen? That's kairos. Now, there's another word for time in the Greek called chronos. Like your watch, chronos, chronological. That is time as time. Like you count time. 1, 2, 3, 4, right? That's chronological order. Time in terms of chronos. It's just time. But kairos for time is different. It's a quality of the time. It's an opportune moment. It's a season of favor. So these people that got the favor, they got the riches, they got the victory in the battle. Amen. And won the race. These are men who had kairos moments happening to them. They had God arranging for right time, right place. Only God can orchestrate right time, right place. Amen. Look at the way kairos is used in the New Testament. And New Testament is in Hebrew or Greek? Greek, right? So let's go with one use of it. You find Peter is preaching on the day of Pentecost and he says, therefore repent, he told the Jewish people, and return so that your sins may be wiped away in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing is the word, times is the word kairos. And the kairos of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. You know what? I'm sensing that refreshing right now. Once again, it's like a cool evening breeze just swept through here. Also at MBS and at GRC. Everywhere that's viewing this right now, people are sensing that. Do you feel that? Like a sweet menthol. Sweet, cool evening breeze. Just times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. That means what? It's the presence of the Lord that gives us this kairos of refreshing. So there'll be seasons of refreshing for God's people. Have you noticed that God did not say that this will happen to people of the world, but people that belong to Him? He didn't say times of refreshing will happen to the entire world. Now, this year, I'm not saying the world will get better. In fact, it will get worse and worse because the Bible tells us that. It'll get darker and darker, but for us, we'll be the right place at the right time. Amen. Amen. To enjoy what God has for us. Amen. So in this time, no one is smart enough to know when is the right timing, where to place yourself. Amen. Only God is within God's power to do that. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, kairos for the Greek, ev for the Hebrew, timing, seasonable time, right time. Let's look at the first occurrence of ev in the Old Testament. The first time it appears, and we can learn something from there. All right, the first time it appears, a story of Noah. You all know Noah? All right, a flood was coming and Noah went. God told Noah to go into the ark, build the ark first, then go into the ark with his family. Amen. He was the only one who knew how to float his assets when the world was in liquidation. So, it's a picture of all of us in Christ today. Amen. In Christ. The ark is like Christ. In fact, the word used to pitch, to seal the ark, they use pitch to seal, right? The word pitch is the same word as atone, the atoning work of Jesus Christ. We are in Christ. We are safe from what is coming from outside. Amen. And we inside cannot drop or fall outside. We may fall inside the ark, but we never fall outside the ark. We are safe. Amen. Outside there's destruction, but inside we are safe. In a way, the whole world went through a Noah's Ark experience, okay, for the last 3 years. I like what the Bible says at the end of the judgment, right? His ark rested on Mount Ararat. And when he opened the window, Noah opened the window. The Bible says it was the 600th year of Noah in the first day of the first month. So you can call this a New Year message. He's been with his family and all the animals in the ark for nearly a year. When he looked out, the ground was dry. His judgment has passed. And spending time with his family and all that, they got closer. Even though judgment was happening, bad things were happening all around. But they never fell under it. They were safe in the ark. Now, the greater truth is that not everyone is in the ark. But once you are in Christ, you cannot fall outside. No matter how bad the waves get, you may fall inside, but you always fall in Christ. You cannot fall out of Christ. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it's so interesting that the first occurrence happens when Noah sends out the dove. First he sent out a raven, then he sent the dove. And the Bible says the dove came to him in the evening. And behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth, and no one knew that the waters had receded from the earth. Now, this word in the evening is the word F, the evening. The word F is used. Imagine, in the book of Genesis, the story of Adam and Eve, there's no F used there. Amen. Cain, Abel, no F used there. All the way until after the flood, then F happened. It's like after the judgment passed over Jesus as he bore our sins. Amen. As the Noah's Ark rested on Mount Ararat, and the word Ararat actually means, Arar in Hebrew means curse. Ararat means the curse is reversed. When Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead on the third day, the curse is reversed in your life. Amen. It's a picture of Jesus Christ. Can you see that? All the judgment that fell on him, amen, was finished when he came out of the grave. Praise the Lord. It's done. Hallelujah. We are on resurrection ground. If you're a believer, you're on resurrection ground. The only thing we are waiting for is our unresurrected body. That's why you have the ache, you have the pain. Every time you have an ache and pain and take Panadol, remember this. You're waiting for your body. It's a reminder that to long for the rapture. Because when the rapture happens, the only thing that he's going to fulfill, the only promise left is your bodily redemption. That's why I say when you see all the signs happening, the pandemics, the plagues and wars, and rumors of wars, all these things happening, don't be afraid, lift up your heads. Your bodily redemption draws near. When Jesus comes, straight away you have a brand new body. That's why you won't be afraid to go up. Some people are like, but Pastor Prince, I'm scared of heights. In the new body, you are scared of nothing. There's no fear in that new body, amen. And it's a body you'll never grow old in, never, never, ever grow old again, never even have a pimple, hallelujah. Never feel bored in that body, amen, amen. And you never fall asleep ever again when Jesus is preaching in heaven. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. Yeah. Find a neighbor who is sleeping and say, you just missed it. Hallelujah. You know, I love the fact that people fall asleep in church. At least they come. Amen. Yeah. You know, they wake up, they miss a lot, but you know what? They came. I'm glad you came, right? You say, Pastor Prince, I don't want to come because every time I come, I fall asleep. Yeah, maybe God is healing you. The ministry of healing from insomnia and all that. Amen? Wake up blessed. Praise the Lord. People shout, people clap. You just clap, lah. Amen? Yeah, you and Pastor Lawrence together, never mind. Just keep on coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't see anyone sleeping. I'm just teasing, okay? No, it's true, Pastor Prince. Amen. I was healed of insomnia. That's one thing I don't know about healing. Whether the manifestation should happen this year or during the preaching. But it's the year of manifestation. Have you prayed for something and this is what the Lord said to me. Have you prayed for something and you find that it takes a long time for it to manifest? Sometimes some prayers, many prayers in fact, manifest almost instantly or at least very soon, right? But there are some, it takes a long time. Amen? It might take sometimes a year or more before it manifests. Like Abraham and Sarah, they believed God for a child and the child didn't come until about 20 years after. That's a long time. Don't you think so? Well, their manifestation is very interesting. You know what the Bible calls their manifestation? Kairos. I'll come to that. But first, notice Genesis 8:11. The dove came to him in the evening. Have you noticed that? The first time F is used, or kairos in the Greek, right? It's got to do with the dove. The dove is a picture of the Holy Spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit in you that brings you to right timing, right place. It's the Holy Spirit who orchestrates circumstances in such a way that you met that particular colleague of yours that you didn't meet for a long time. Of all the thousands of people there, you meet the person at the right time, at the right place, and the person invites you to church, and here you are. This is a testimony of many people in our church. You got no time to tell them the entire gospel story, but you invite them to church, and for some reason, God touched their heart, they feel a desire to go, and they got saved, and their life is transformed. This is the testimony again of many people in our church. And you think that it's just ordinary. I just happened to see my friend. I happened to bump into him. There's no such thing as coincidences with God. It's all a God incidence. Amen. So the first time F is mentioned, Kairos in the Greek, about right timing, it's got to do with the Holy Spirit. Keep that in mind. We need the Holy Spirit this year. And that's why I said that these things can only happen to believers because only believers have the Holy Spirit. And once you put your trust in Christ, He dwells in you. And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen.